The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in downtown Reading on Market Street with our window in the world out there, and I'm looking at clouds moving in. Good morning, it's Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 5th of February, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Christina's here. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
How are you? Good morning. Deborah.
We're looking up. Give me a chance, please.
Yeah, what national day is today, kiddo?
So today is two interesting national days of what I can mention. Today is National Weather Person Day.
Weather Person Day? Okay.
Yes. And today is National Girls and Women's in Sport Day.
Girls and...
Women's in Sports Day.
Girls and Women in Sports Day.
And since cool. I know a bit about history, they started providing women's only in 1950s and 1960s to Olympics.
To what?
To Olympics. They started women inviting only in the 50s in the last century.
In the 50s? Only women were in Olympics before the 50s?
It was kind of hard for them and not all the...
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, okay. They opened up a lot more sports.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Gosh, that means... For as long as I can remember, women have been in the Olympics. And it was originally a man's sport because women weren't tough enough. As we learned, that was totally untrue. good morning. What's the weather look like? Well, you know, stand by. Give you an extended forecast here. A chance of rainy showers today before 10 a.m. And then a high of 48 today and light. Snow accumulation in Reading is not expected, but we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And then a low of 36 tonight. And tomorrow, showers likely. Friday, a 50% chance of showers. And Saturday, though, sunny with a high near 55. Sunday, Monday, sunny. And then Tuesday, back a chance of showers, but mostly sunny. With the highs in the mid-50s, and the lows are going to be in the chances of frost and 33, Saturday night 32. It's going to be chilly out there. So just be aware that it's going to happen. It might get icy the further up north you go. And following up on that, there's a chance that storms could turn into snow showers just north of Reading here. Storms could pile up 9 inches of snow along the North Interstate 5 corridor by Friday and could dump flakes as far south as Lakehead. A winter storm warning to the north of Shasta County is in effect at 1 a.m. on Wednesday, which is today. A flood watch in Greater Reading and the rest of Sacramento Valley will last till 4 a.m. Wednesday. And the steady rain has caused flooding, as we all know, in parts of Shasta County. And let me see what else we have. Expect flurries as early as today when another atmospheric river is going to start dumping on Reading. And it could drop flakes as far south as Mountain Gate. However, they are not going to stick. Now, as you go further, though, up, snow levels are likely dropped at 1,500 feet near Lakehead. And could be 3 inches of snow up in Castella and just south of Dunsmuir. So, stand by for this. This is going to happen. Storms could drop 14 inches of snow on Interstate 5 at Mount Shasta, too. So, in Mount Shasta, 2 to 5 inches of snow are forecasted with, 14 inches up on the mountain. So, if you're traveling and you're going on this, make sure you have warm clothes with you, water, flashlights, blankies, these kind of things, just in case you get stuck up there. And let me see. Yeah, another snowstorm plows into Siskiyou County on Thursday evening. Wairika was going to get some more snow. And, Mount Shasta will get a lot of snow. So, stand by. Okay, the weather report's always brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned company that's been in business about 30 years. They're into their third generation of the Kinney family running that business, and they treat their customers so well. Treat them as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. They help people out. This is truly a service-oriented business. They could have sold this business numerous times, but they didn't because they wanted to serve their customers and serve our local area here. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And like I said, they have other payment plans there. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And it appears that President Trump's going to the Super Bowl. Not everybody's happy. Of course, Trump loves football. Really likes college football. And there's been one columnist that says it'll be divisive because Trump is divisive. I think Trump's going to the football game because he wants to go see the Super Bowl. And he's got great seats. I think probably on one half he'll sit with the Eagles. And on one half of the game, the second half, the other half he'll sit with the Chiefs. So that's kind of like not taking sides. I don't see anything wrong with the president. He's the first sitting president to ever go to a Super Bowl, which is a surprise to me because I thought others had gone. Obviously not. And, of course, our gas prices rose from last week. What can I say? No matter what happens, I think in the rest of the country, California will have the highest gas prices forever. And the Shasta Board of Supervisors voted to bring on Chris Street as a health care consultant. They're going to pay him no more than $40,000, and he's supposed to bring in all these plans on how Shasta County can bring in more doctors, how they could also open up detox centers and other things. As you know, Dr. Paul DeNuca, who is a member of the Reading City Council, has given his plans on how he would love to see a and how it could happen, how an extension of UC could come here for a medical school, and also setting up more mental health care facilities. So one of the things we need here in Shasta County is more doctors and more facilities, and if they can strive to get this done, and even if they get some of it, it's going to be better than it was. Now, I don't know Chris Street's bona fides on this, but the CEO of Shasta County, David Rickert, had interviewed him and others and said he should be hired. So, and that's what the board did. Of course, there's going to be people going to be upset about that because they're upset about anything the board does, even though in some cases they've got good reason to be. But, hey, you elected them. We elected them. Anyway, hey, I've got Mike Freeman here, who is the head superintendent.
Shasta County Superintendent of Schools.
For a superintendent of schools. And we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Shasta County Office of Education and what's going on in Shasta County when it comes to education. We'll be right back after these messages.
Serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Ford is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Ford, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Gold Leaf Nursery's annual Groundhog Sale through the 8th. Gold Leaf Nursery will be open 8 days straight for this sale. Mark this one on the calendar because there's only 8 days for this sale. Rain or shine, shadow or no shadow, the Groundhog Day Sale will go on. And what a sale it's going to be. 30% off all container stock from 1 gallon to 24-inch box-sized shrubs, tree, ground covers, huge supply of blue spruce assorted sizes, azaleas, camellias, ground covers, tulip flowering magnolias in buds. Smaller sizes, sale price starting at $12.99. Blueberry shrubs, several varieties ready to plant. Roses, hybrid tea, climbers, shrubs, and tree roses. All fountains and statuary and pottery, 20% off. Don't miss this Groundhog Sale. 30% off 1 gallon to 24-inch box shrubs and trees. If you want an extra day to shop, ask for a rain check. This is how to get there. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak, or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep-fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Redding landmark for over 80 years in their historical location on California Street in downtown Redding.
Support real journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of 8 for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the Wind River Resort and Casinos studio in downtown Redding. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, has been voted the best in the North State for 3 years in a row, including this year. And they are. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. They've been there for 30 years. They got the only watch repairman. They've got the only stone cutter. They can help you design jewelry if you want to have that one special piece. And then they'll build it for you. They've got a super selection of jewelry at very fair prices, and they're really good people. What else can you say about a jewelry store except they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4? That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Christina. Okay, I got an idea for that song. You know, we always kind of play that one song, Take Me Home Tonight?
Yes.
What's that one that we bounce our head to?
That's 5 million changes?
Yep, change
okay.
It to that.
We'll
okay,
do.
All right. From that movie...
What is Love?
Yeah, the song's What is Love from that that movie.
That
stupid movie with Will Ferrell.
I
Oh, Night at the Roxbury.
Roxbury, okay.
Oh, yeah. Almost. You know, Academy Award nominated film, I'm sure. Hey, I'm here with... Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
After the next break.
You haven't seen it?
But you had me at Will Ferrell, like that.
He and that other guy that played the Monkey Boy on Saturday Night Live. I don't know if you ever saw that. They play brothers, and it's a movie, and it's got other Saturday Night Live people in there too. It's not an Academy Award level, but if you just want stupid. Laughing
every movie. Once in a while, right? Every
oh, that's while. It. His oh, yeah, oh, gosh, and it's got some
Talladega Nights was on the other day,
oh,
and I had to jump in.
Okay, I'm here with Mike Freeman, who is the head superintendent of the Shasta County Office of Education. And Mike, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah,
where you're from? How'd you get there?
I'm a Crescent City kid. Moved to Red Bluff when I was four, so I consider my hometown to be Red Bluff. And I married a Reading girl, so
there you go.
So that's an upgrade. Went to CSU Chico. Fell in love with the idea of being a teacher. Mm-hmm. Started out at Foothill teaching some Spanish. And then started to think a little bit about culture and maybe the role of a leader in school. And so I jumped into admin, went down to Anderson High School, was assistant principal there. Shout out to the Cubs there. And then from Anderson High School, became principal of Mountain View Middle School. So Columbia School District over on the east side of town. And then after 6 or 7 years at Mountain View Middle School, was superintendent out at Grant. So shout out to the Cougars out there, and now we're Chasta County Office of Education.
You were weren't you the deputy there? Or
right,
you
associate
were the deputy associate superintendent. Yep. You were on the show. We were talking about safety in schools, I believe.
Big news there. We are about to announce in a couple of weeks. We will be bringing on board a safety director on our team to help with all things internal and external safety, because that's what keeps us up at night.
And, okay, you don't have to give me names, but who would this be? I mean, is this a teacher?
No. This person is actually coming from private sector, but has extensive safety and communication, emergency preparedness, all of those things that our schools, our districts, and our own organization need these days.
It's interesting. I won't say we've dodged the bullet up here. But there have been a couple of instances, you know, not right here. I think there was one down in, I won't say, was it Red Bluff? Was it someplace down there? They had some kind of incident.
Tehama. Yeah.
At Tehama County they had it. This is something that when they had that one terrible incident and your predecessor was here, you know, trying to get to the bottom of just what do we have out there. And
well, I think every time the phone pings with news of a school related shooting, safety incident, I think number one, I always think, am I doing enough? And I think if there's more that we can do, everyone says safety is our number one priority, but you and I know where we spend our time and where we spend our money says what our priorities are. And so I think dedicating Shasta County Office of Education funding to help schools across the county be safer, I think is
I think it's a wise move. No, I think it's a wise move because they can do threat studies. They can, you know, I mean, there was a time when I was doing, you know, reading to the kids thing, and I was out there in Bella Vista at that school out there. Off of, it's an elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
I walked on the campus and walked right up to the first graders, and there was nobody there. And that really bothered me.
We're getting better. We're getting better.
But that led me to phone calls, and I said, you know, I'm a good guy, but what if I wasn't?
Yeah.
And so, you know, anything you can do for a threat assessment, anything you can do to harden the schools is a great idea.
Well, and I think, too, bringing outside eyes looking into school systems to be able to identify where we can improve things, right? I think my mom taught me a long time ago, we do everything we can. We think of the worst-case scenario, and then we do everything we can to attack that. So that it never happens, and I think that everything we can is what this work's about.
Yeah, and there's so much to it. Everything from computers to putting safety film on windows.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Cameras.
When it's school safety is so much more dynamic than just even a bad guy on campus, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's everything from feeling like a, you know, community school culture where everyone belongs to, you know, what are we doing about bullying prevention? What are we doing about social media? all of those things.
Yeah, especially in the, you know, when you get into it, the bullying prevention. I mean, with social media, I mean, it's one thing to be, you know, harassed at school, but then you're harassed at home. And it's led to suicides and mental health problems and all of this. So how do you address that and come up with a comprehensive plan that not only covers Shasta High School but Oak Run?
Right. That's the beautiful thing about this county, right? We are 26,000 kids in schools, 37,000 if you want to count our preschoolers, and there's a wide landscape there from Castle Rock to Fall River to Shasta Union High School District, right? And everything in between. And so,
Bernie.
Yeah.
You got it all. Well, and that's the other thing too, because some schools are small, very small, and others are large, you know, comparatively.
And I think even large, when I sit down with folks in statewide meetings, our largest schools, they would consider small.
Yeah. Right? Well, yeah.
So everything's relative.
How is the enrollment in our schools? Is it dropping?
Enrollment is maintaining, I would say. I think statewide we're seeing a decline in enrollment, but here in Shasta County we're maintaining. I think that we had that pandemic that was brutal for everyone, and so I think
we had a pandemic.
We did, really, and so I think we're coming. I think we are coming out of that. I think that we are seeing charter school enrollment a slight tick up. So I think that that's an important thing. As the Shasta County Office of Education, how do we support anywhere where there are kids? Right.
Yeah.
Even as
good attitude.
Look,
that's a great attitude.
Yeah, and even the Thermalito school shooting, that was a private school. So like, what can we do as a county office to be able to provide support wherever there are kids?
The pandemic, to me, the most disgraceful thing of that whole. I don't know,
it was a thing.
Well, it wasn't a thing. It was just a terrible, terrible disaster was what it did to our kids in schools. I mean, our mental health problems went way up. I think suicides went up. Probably drug use went up.
Reading went down.
Reading, math, everything. I mean, it was just horrible over stupid decisions that the government was forcing on the people. And the more we learn every year or week, sometimes we didn't have to do it like that. The way that, you know, how many schools really closed down in Shasta County?
Yeah, we
you didn't close any.
No,
we
tried to be among the first in the state to get back.
Yeah, right? I know.
But there are still.
But you had to fight the state.
There are still government agencies. Sometimes I'll be on a call and people are at home. Right, so we still have a problem.
Well, they don't have that problem in the federal government.
All right.
you know, that. Hey, how about going to work like the rest of us? Go to, you know.
Right.
And then, so here's the complaints. Well, child care and commuting and blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, well, join the rest of the United States that has child care, you know, concerns and commuting concerns and the cost of gas. You know, they go to work and we're paying billions of dollars, I guess, for buildings that are just empty.
Well, and
because everybody's home.
Yeah, I do want to throw a shout out to any of our child care providers, because here in Shasta County, that is a need. And I think a lot of folks that are having young children are looking for, like, what does that solution look like? So
yeah, because they're paying half their salary for child care. You know, so you're a two-income household, you have to be, and half of one of your salaries is going to child care. You don't have much of an option here.
Right, and that does have impact on the decisions people are making, right?
Well,
a lot of folks are like, you know what, if I'm just working to provide that, how about I don't work and I'm home with my kids, so.
Well, when it gets to that point. And, you know, and I'm going to ask you this when we get back from the break about when we start kids in school earlier, that kind of takes a little bit off child care. You know, like preschool programs and things like that.
Yeah.
That it not only gives the kid a head start, but also helps the families mm-hmm. that way. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And then, concerns facing you this year.
Okay.
As far as the education of Shasta County and the state, but mainly Shasta County, and then things you want to talk about. All right.
Wonderful.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Wednesday, the 5th of February. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about fixing windshields than Jeff Horst. Been doing it for about 30 years. And whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he can fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. And he means it. He fixed a crack on my windshield about 15 years ago and you still can't see it. I mean, gosh, talk about aging yourself. I just got in that truck and he fixed it. Don't take a chance with your family safety, my friends. Why don't you bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis? And Jeff is a truth-telling man. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. Just bring it on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. And I'm here with Mike Freeman, who is the superintendent of the Shasta County Office of Education. And somebody called in during the break. We have all these things we want to talk about. Cell phones. What is a cell phone, I guess, what is it, your cell phone procedures?
I was asking about if there will be any limitation for kids that they will kind of take
the phone. What are the procedures?
Yeah, so this one rolled out of Sacramento a little weird last spring, but we are working with districts, and districts do have a legislative mandate. A lot of folks have already been doing this work because I think we all can agree that cell phones and the impact of cell phones on kids and schools and class and attention span and self-esteem.
I mean, their little attention span's like 20 seconds anyway.
Yeah, so there's a lot of research out there that talks about some of the impacts on this. So districts now are charged with coming up with a policy district-wide. So this is going to look different in Millville than it's going to look in Shasta Union High School District. But folks are looking at strategies to prohibit cell phone use, limit cell phone use in class, and districts are trying to make sure that their policies.
What do you think? You've been in this is your life, and you're in charge. What do you think about it?
Oh man, I'll
tell you about not having cell phones in classes. Period.
I'll tell you straight up. We had a pilot in a couple of places last spring of Yonder pouches. And I don't own stock in Yonder. This isn't a Yonder commercial.
I've never even heard of it.
But if you've gone to a comedy show or if you've gone to a concert, sometimes the artist will say, here's a pouch, put your cell phone in your pouch. The pouch stays with you. So you are in possession of your phone, but you're not on it. You can't be on it. It's got an electromagnetic lock.
Okay. It waves it. Oh, it's got a lock on it?
It's got – the pouch is locked. So you drop your phone in, you lock it, and you are in with that artist, and you're having that experience. And then afterwards, you unlock it, and you
– how do you unlock it?
On your way out.
Oh, you just kind of – like a reader or something. You just run it through, and then you take the – you just drop the pouch there.
Yeah. So we actually had a couple of schools try it in there with their students this last spring. Fights were down. Club participation was up. Lunchtime, kids were talking to each other. Administrators and teachers were seeing kids' faces, right? It completely changed. Academic performance went up. Suspensions went down, right? So like
is there a downside to it?
Well, I think as a parent, right, you want that connection. As a parent, you want to be able, I think that is the, I'm a parent, I totally understand that. But in the event of an emergency, I want my kids listening to the adults that are trained to keep my kids safe, not on their phones with me. So I think that's...
So, like, between classes, they'll have the phone with them?
They'll have it with them, but they're not... It's in a pouch.
Oh, you mean they get...
We did the pouch, yeah.
So when they come to school, do you issue them the pouch?
They have their own pouch. They can design it. They can do all kinds of cool things, right?
Okay.
They keep that pouch with them. Now, there are YouTube hacks for how to get into the pouch, right? So we're always evolving and trying to do some things. And again, that was a pilot. So I'm not saying in Shasta County everybody's going to do this, but we are looking at creative.
So they are without a phone for the whole day.
And guess what? They checked out more library books in a week than they checked out the whole year before.
Did you know I read an article today that the Army broke the recruiting record, a 15-year recruiting record? They recruited more last month than they ever have in 15 years.
Wow.
Anyway, because when you're talking about this with, okay, I don't have my phone, And you know what? Probably the first few days, I mean, there were kids quite crying. Their heads were on the desk. They were going to see the nurse. I don't feel good. It's because I can't be on my phone.
Well, Carl, we're in this interesting time, right, where we've never been more connected. But the Surgeon General just came out with a warning on loneliness as an epidemic.
I agree.
Right?
And I, yeah, I've been
we're
reading
not
about
talking
that.
To each other. We're not having conversations. And no. Everyone's angry at each other. And they're yelling. That's why I love what you do, because the power of conversation.
It's wonderful.
We have dynamic challenges that are really going to be difficult to solve if we're not talking to each other.
You know, how many times have you been out to a restaurant and you look over there and there's people on their phones and they're sitting there, and I'm like that, and I'm like, geez, I mean, you're having dinner here, you know, and your family is on a phone.
You know, the older I get, I'm collecting pet peeves, and that's one of them.
Is that one of them? Yeah.
Well, one of them. I can't stand it.
Hey,
husband and wife sitting there at a restaurant, and they're on their phones.
Not even holding hands. I mean, it's one thing you want. Are you texting each other, saying how much I love you? You know, I can't wait till tonight. You know, let's go home early. No, they're talking about something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, exciting things.
I'd love to hear about that in the follow-up.
Yeah, exciting things, and I think we are all in agreement. And right now, I'm all about anything that people will agree on. And I think cell phones in class, right? My wife works in schools, and the number of cell phones that she gets brought up to her in the main office is just, it's a waste of time. So.
Because teachers are saying.
Teachers like, you're on your phone, turn it in, right? And they have a policy, so they turn it in first time, pick it up at the end of the school, second time, parent has to come pick it up, that kind of thing. So,
oh, yeah.
Progressive.
Third time we're going to jam it down your little throat. No, throw it in the lake. Throw it in the lake. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I think we're losing more than we're getting from these things.
I think, you know what, here I am. It's sitting right here only because it was in my pocket. Usually I don't even bring it in here. I've got more information in that little piece of plastic than was on the first shots to the moon.
Yeah.
You know, the first spacecraft to the moon. I've got more information and computing power.
I'm going to butcher this, but there's a quote from T.S. Eliot talking about the times that we live in where we're drowning in information, but no one has knowledge.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Right?
It's an interesting
time.
And where do you get knowledge from? Schools. Which brings us to the next thing.
Yeah.
Our scores are dropping.
Yeah, but
they have been. I mean, this is not a surprise.
I would love to get in a world where the only thing we talk about is literacy and the only thing we talk about is math. I think that there's a lot of sideways energy and there's a lot of other conversations and there's a lot of other challenges. I do think, shout out to our educators, shout out to our teachers, our school administrators. This week is school counselor week. So I want to thank all of our school counselors for everything they do to keep kids safe. But, I think it really does come down to, like, it comes down to focus, right? If those things that we can collaborate and get together, because again, there's 24 districts in Shasta County. There's 15 charter schools, I believe, right? So that's a lot of energy to be able to head in a million different directions. And I just love the work that I love the work that's happening around the science of reading and understanding how the brain actually processes language, right?
Well,
and gets to that.
To me, reading is the bottom line. The bottom line, if kids can read, they can then
that's
be
the
successful.
Informed citizenry we want, right?
That's it. But being able to read also means you're able to do math. I mean, maybe not the same level you can read, but if you can read and you understand logic and you understand concepts and things, being able to read not here in Shasta County, but there's whole school districts. They can't read. I mean, the one graduating class, they didn't graduate them because none of them passed the basic test to get out of high school.
Yeah, and I can only.
I think that was in Texas.
Yeah, I can only talk about our corner.
I understand.
Our corner of the world has incredible folks doing incredible work, and we do benefit from great schools across the county. But we can be better, right? Like, it's 50-50 right now, Carl. 50-50. 50% of folks are reading proficiently. Across the board,
in the
aggregate, in the whole, right?
But 50% aren't,
and that's not okay. Right?
No,
when you think about preparing kids, honestly, now more than ever in 2024, when I say we're preparing kids for jobs that may not exist yet, that's true. We don't have answers to questions because we don't even know what the questions are, but we know that the key to that success is being literate, having the ability to to read and think critically about what we're reading, right? I think that that's an important thing too.
That is so important, be able to think critically. And there, this is one of the broadsides they give at universities. You can't think critically there or you get hammered. You know, you've got to kind of follow a certain path. And I don't, and I'm not naming any universities, but, you know, the idea of critical thought is so important.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to question. And understand why you're questioning it and be able to research the facts.
Right. And I think in your story, in my story, there's probably powerful books and there's probably powerful educators that asked us questions, that challenged us, that pushed us, right? Parents question, challenge, push, right? Those are the things when we have those adults, caring adults in the lives of kids, and we are focused on that literacy and we're focused on that math. I think that we're going to see amazing things happen. Shasta County is capable of incredible things when we are all aimed at the same thing.
Okay, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back from this break. I'm here with Mike Freeman, who's the superintendent of, he's the capo de capo of superintendents, if you want to look at it that way, in Shasta County. He heads up the Shasta County Office of Education, and we'll be right back.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at HavenHumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is congratulating our winner of our Valentine's Day grand prize drawing, Bill McDonald. His prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to go towards a Valentine's Day dinner at Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading, plus a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Reading Florist, for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, like Valentine's Day, or just because you want to go golf. You can reach them online at readingflorist@charter.net. He also received 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles, courtesy of Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com, and 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Congratulations to Bill McDonald from your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com.
Great pick.
Hey, I'm here with Mike Freeman. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. And I'm with Mike Freeman, who is the head superintendent of all the schools. He's the superintendent of Shasta County Office of Education. Having a wonderful conversation with him, and we're going to do more of these. AI. And we just had a great three-minute conversation about AI. And I said, I was reading things where students were just, go to AI, because I use AI.
And you better, right?
Oh, you have to. And that's, what is the school's, maybe not the school stance, but your thoughts on AI?
Yeah, I think, and I'm not a futurist, right? I'm a former Spanish teacher, so I'm not an expert here, but
¿Cómo está?
When we think about what AI is doing to the world that we are preparing kids for, because that is in the end our job, right?
Right.
We want to prepare kids to be successful.
Yeah,
in the spirit of every kid, every option, whether that's trades, whether that's college, military service, we want kids to be able to live the life that they're dreaming of and live out their best potential, right? But like AI is a piece of that.
Oh,
AI
yeah.
is in this world, and if we're not preparing kids to use those as tools for learning, then we're not doing them a service. And so I think that this is kind of a brave new world of education. I appreciate the topic because you think about the concerns and you look out on the horizon, what is out there helping kids understand the the power and the potential of that, but also in inspiring and encouraging kids to still have those critical thinking skills. Because if we're not careful, AI can simply be a way to get out of
doing anything. Yeah.
Including
yeah.
thinking, right?
Yes.
And so I think that's where, shout out to Sarah Colbeck on my staff. Sarah's working with teachers to look at what strategies and what tools are out there to be able to, challenge kids using AI. But also there's this incredible differentiation. For example, I've got educators at Juvenile Hall. And you might have 10 or 12 kids in a classroom. You might have 5 or 6 different reading levels.
I taught there.
Yeah.
When I was a substitute.
Yeah.
I taught
right.
There.
So you know that world, right?
Yeah.
So how do I take content? How do I take
different
a lesson?
Ages, everything.
And how do I differentiate it? And so Sarah Colbeck is doing some cool things helping teachers. These resources used to take a lot of time to differentiate content to get it to different levels where they're at. And now, it's snap, right? It's click. So there are great teacher tools that are helping improve and innovate education. And educators are just, we've got to get better at changing the prompt. We've got to get better at changing what we're asking kids to do to show their learning. Because if we're not careful.
This is new to your teachers. Been in the job 15, 20 years.
Oh, yeah. It's exciting. It is exciting.
It is also threatening.
It is. But I think that.
Threatening in the sense of, these kids know more about this than I do, so how am I going to get in front of it?
They always do, right?
That's true. That's been
always
forever.
The case. We are immigrants, and they are natives to this whole world of technology. But I think,
I love that.
But I think we don't lead from fear. We don't teach from fear.
No,
we are caring adults in the lives of kids, and this is a great tool, and it's a great opportunity. And I think it's just a matter of, again, collaborating together, looking at what best practices are.
It's like, you know, if you want to take it back to the internal combustion engine, whoa, you're a horse, maybe you ought to learn how to fix one of these things. You know?
Okay, I actually think that's an appropriate analogy. I've actually heard that AI to the future will be, we will look back on these days like fire and electricity.
Yeah.
Like that's what's coming. Right.
Well,
so like, if that doesn't excite you, right, then I don't know what will.
It's scary, too, in the fact of, you know, because you read and I mean, there's very few people, really. I mean, you think of all the people, they're truly experts on this AI. But what you see is it can take thousands, if not millions of jobs away just like that. That's why you need to understand it and how you can be a part of this and use AI to enhance your skills, which is what you're doing.
Yeah, and I think, too, what are we doing with the time it's saving us, right? So if that saved us time, great. Are we just doom-scrolling on our phones? Or are we now exploring
other things? Everything is reels on Facebook. Oh, look at the kitties!
Yeah, I'm on a golden retriever algorithm right now. But, I mean, I think that those are all really great questions. Yeah. But, again, even as parents, I will still say, the most important thing is that kitchen table, those conversations we're having. the schools are these dynamic places where there's convergence of ideas, especially schools in California in this interesting world that we're in, right? But like the parents, grandparents, guardians, whatever that looks like, caring adults are insulating factors and protective factors in the lives of kids. And I think there are trade-offs, and my concern is I don't care who you are, I don't care what you do, you still have to be able to think critically, you have to be able to tell your own story, and you have to be able to engage in conversation, right? I think that that's just a skill, and I think that some of those things happen on soccer fields. Some of those things happen on road trips with family on vacation, right? There's just some opportunities that we have. And I just hope as parents, myself included, that my screen time isn't taking away that
the
prime
human
time.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
with people in my life.
Since the COVID debacle, are you seeing parents more involved in school or not?
I think that some of the things that COVID taught us were across the state, I think we're seeing parent involvement, and I think parents are questioning. I think that there was this place of like schools, we trust you, and then when COVID hit, it's like, you know what, that's
just
gone.
Like government, and just like government.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think honestly, if we don't deserve that, then we need to earn it back. And how do we earn it back? And I can tell you, I've been in places where I don't feel like we have that trust, and mm-hmm. I think as I'm committed as Shasta County Superintendent, and our superintendents across the county are committed to championing public education and earning that trust back, because trust is easy. It's not easy. It's a simple recipe, right? You've got to have expertise. You've got to show up, and you've got to have consistency, and you've got to have those relationships by spending time together. And I think if we can focus on those things to build trust, I'm trying to have conversations with anyone that will have conversations with me about kids in Shasta County.
Well,
right? And those are listening. I'm not actually coming in with an agenda. I'm just saying, like, talk to me. What do I need to hear so that we can be better?
Well, see, and that's what we're going to do here is I want to bring you back on a more regular basis.
Love it.
Because we haven't even gotten to two or three things that I wanted to talk about. So we're going to have to wait for another three or four weeks. But I want to talk about this thing from Trump. You know, Carter started the Office of Education, Department of Education. Trump wants to end it. Says that money should go straight down to the schools and the states. I'm not going to ask you what your thoughts are on that. But
no, I'm all about it as long as that is true and that money comes.
As long as the money gets
because that
down
money,
to you.
Federal funds go to things like special education services, right?
Yeah.
And there's an encroachment there. It doesn't even come close to paying the bill. So I would love to see what happens as long as that funding is consistent.
The establishing it was an experiment, so let's do away with it and see what happens.
And
hey, the next president, that didn't work.
Yeah, I'd love to have all the time in the world to talk about this because I think other people have come in and said that it's going to go away and it got bigger.
Yeah.
and it got high accountability and we had high pressure testing and we had all kinds of things.
Well, those are other things that we need to talk about that parents and grandparents need to hear. We have a big audience, and you know, and I want to talk about what happened out at Oak Run. We don't have enough time to do that.
Yeah.
That was one of the things we're going to talk about, and we just got went by. So I want to bring you back again on a regular basis because I mean you're the head honcho of the Shasta County Office of Education, good or
my
bad.
My wife would have something to say about that.
Not in the house, Ms. Freeman. Just wait through it. He has a nice office, probably, I guess. And you've got, and I can't wait to ask you about the 24 or 5 superintendents we have in Shasta County for 26,000 kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's
unique, right?
It was, because when I walked in the first time, you know, when you were down here at the observatory, I walked in there because, you know, I was going to be a substitute teacher, so I thought I was going to walk around. And I looked at the superintendent's board there, and I thought, oh, look at all these past superintendents. Wow, there's a lot of them. Then I looked at it. No, these men and women are working right now. I said, that's a lot of people.
And they're all working hard.
Oh, no, right? I'm not saying a word about that. I'm just saying there's so many.
Yep.
That, I'm sure you can explain that.
Well, no, it's been explained before. It's been explained before. Everybody wants their own school district.
Well, and it is tied to things like Oak Run, right, where we stand committed to do everything we can to support districts in these small rural communities because they are essential services. They provide essential services. Those essential services cost money. When you receive money from the state, we got to go by the rules.
Yeah. Okay. Mike Freeman, how do people get a hold of you or your office there if they've got questions? I mean,
mfreeman@shastacoe.org is my email.
There you go. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot.
Yeah, Carl.
And thanks for coming on. And I'm going to pitch you this idea as soon as we take a break, which is right now. Hey, when we come back, I think Captain Brian or Chief Brian Barner is going to join us after the news. Okay.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Certainly not universal, but President Trump says he has heard a lot of positive feedback about his Gaza redevelopment plan. Advocates moving the Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip and redeveloping the land.
In a remarkable declaration, the president said the U.S. should take ownership of the Palestinians' homeland.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it.
He claimed there's broad support for his redevelopment plan.
Everybody I've spoken to loves the idea.
The president offered no specifics on where Palestinians would be permanently resettled, and he refused to rule out deploying U.S. troops to secure Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran's currency has plunged to a record low against the dollar. This after President Trump restarted his maximum pressure campaign against Tehran over its nuclear program. In its drive to improve government oversight and accountability, the Trump administration is pulling almost all USAID workers off the job and out of the field worldwide. Going forward, the agency's work may be taken up by the State Department. The Senate has confirmed Pam Bondi as Attorney General. Pennsylvania's John Fetterman, the lone Democrat, to join with the Republicans in confirming Bondi, the former Florida Attorney General. Deadly shooting last night at a cosmetics warehouse in the Columbus suburb of New Albany, Ohio. One person killed, five others wounded. The suspect still at large in what Police Chief Greg Jones says was a targeted attack by the gunman.
Because it was at his place of work. So everybody that, all the victims, all of the people that were injured or the person that is deceased, worked in the facility.
Jones speaking with WSYX WTTE TV. Watching Wall Street, the Dow trading 32 points higher. The Nasdaq is down 98 points and the S&P 12 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
3 years ago, I wrapped up a run of Annie playing Daddy Warbucks with the South Carolina Children's Theater, feeling tired, over 50 pounds overweight, fed up with the way I felt. Hi, Mike Gallagher here. I had to do something, so I scheduled a weight loss consultation with PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. And as they say, the rest is history. Within a few months, I lost 53 pounds, regained control of my health. 3 years later, I've kept the weight off, and I feel better than ever. If you're in the same place I was, take the first step, like I did. Make the phone call that can change your life. PhD Weight Loss. Their program is fast, simple. They won't let you fail. Schedule your consultation today. 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900. Here's the best part. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Hit your 2025 weight loss goals. Call now. 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com.
The U.S. Postal Service gives a green light to once again take packages from China and Hong Kong.
In a quick reversal, USPS now says it will continue accepting all packages and mail from China and Hong Kong, and that the U.S. Postal Service is working with Customs and Border Protection to minimize delivery disruptions. Tuesday night, the agency said it would not accept those same packages.
And that's correspondent Julie Walker. Sweden's worst mass shooting has left at least 11 people dead, 5 seriously wounded, including the gunman, at an adult education center. Police believe the suspect acted alone, but they haven't said if he was a student or what his motive may have been. The violence this week occurred at a school west of Stockholm. It offers primary and secondary educational classes for adults, Swedish language classes for immigrants, along with vocational training and programs for those with intellectual disabilities. Townhall.com. Calling it a really big deal, Maryland's governor unveiling the design plan for a new Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore.
That's almost a year after it collapsed under the weight of a cargo ship that lost power and veered off course. As the state's first cable-stayed bridge, officials say it'll modernize the skyline.
Maryland is the bridge between America and the rest of the world.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
This will be the place that the country will remember not just what resilience looks like, but what economic growth looks like.
The project could be completed in 2028 with a price tag of almost $2 billion. Six construction workers were killed when the bridge was destroyed last year. News conference audio courtesy of WMAR. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The remains of all 67 victims of the mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport have now been recovered from the Potomac River. Much debris has also been recovered. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studios, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now here's Carl and Linda Fox. This is Free Fire Radio.
Okay, welcome to Free Fire Radio. Welcome back. We're still looking for that perfect voice. And so what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to open this up to auditions for anybody in Reading. Now, Mike Freeman, our last guest, said, well, why don't you make it to people that, you know, celebrities are in town, like the chief of police and, you know, the sheriff and, you know, Chamber of Commerce and other people say that. But then I said, well, there may be political reasons they don't want to say that. But, hey, welcome to the show. Yes, we're broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios. Right in downtown Reading here with our window on the world, watching people going to work. It's the 5th of February, 8:06 in the morning, and it's Christina at the helm. Very good morning.
Hello, good morning.
And it's National Women in Sports.
And Weather Person Day. And also today is kind of a weird day. I'm not sure if why they create this National Day, but today is National Shower with a Friend Day. I know it will make your mood better.
Hey, when I was in the Marine Corps, I showered with friends all the time. You know, it was not always that. It wasn't always pleasant. You'd be surprised where people have tattoos. Hey, welcome to the show and the weather. Okay, let's just do the weather. We're going to get snow at lower levels today, tomorrow, Friday, as low as Lakehead. And Mount Shasta looks like it's going to get like 12 to 14 inches on Mount Shasta. But there's going to be snow heading up this week, heading up north. So be prepared. Be prepared for a change thing. Be prepared for slow traffic. Take water with you. Take warm clothes. Take food. You know, power bars or something. I don't envision people being stuck out there for a week. But if you do get stopped and you have to turn off the engine, make sure you have plenty of warm clothes. You got water there. So be prepared for that. And today, tomorrow, and Friday, we're going to be getting those showers. And it's going to be cold, my friends, at night, 36, 32. So be prepared for that. Highs around 45 tomorrow. Saturday, however, it's supposed to clear up, and Sunday and Monday with 55 as highs, but 32, which means that you're going to get frost in your car. There could be elements of ice on the road. And with all the flooding we've had, some of that's going to freeze out there along the side of the roads or on the exits or entrance to the freeways. So be prepared. And then Monday, it looks like we are going to go back to some showers. So, hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, the Kinney family, been in it for about 30 years. They're into their third generation of Kinneys running this family business. They treat their customers as warm friends. I've got discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They're there to take care of you, and they really do. They're really a super group of people out there, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And I'm here with Chief Brian Barner of the Reston Police Department.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Thank you for changing around your schedule. Thanks, Mary. Thank you, Mary.
Mary's listening.
Mary's listening. Thank you, Mary, for changing things around. The reason I wanted to have you on, well, love having you on anyway, and I really love the idea that you send your different department heads in here, and that's spread to the sheriff's office does the same thing.
Oh, good.
So we get experts on that division that can answer a lot of questions. Not that you can't, but, you know, when you're talking to people that are handling the patrols, and we get to meet your captains.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's great for them. It's great for the community to know not only who the chief of police is, but also who are the others on our leadership team.
Those are the decision makers.
Absolutely.
Even though each officer is a decision maker, you know, it's different levels of that decision.
Yeah, and it's good experience for them to come in and talk to Carl and go through this experience with you. It's always a good time.
Linda says hello.
Oh, where's Linda?
She's on a business. She's got a business meeting going on. She may still slide through here, but she's
Good. Okay.
She's meeting one of our clients today. And anyway, Chief, I wanted to talk about the high points of last year. There were so many.
Yeah, it was a good year.
If you could just kind of, recap, a few of those.
Yeah. When I took over in October, about 15 months ago, mm-hmm. We were a full-staff police department. We had 122 sworn. All of our non-sworn positions were full, our CSOs, our community work program. Everybody was off field training. City Council had invested the prior couple years to staffing the police department, public safety. And so it takes a while to get people hired and go through the hiring process and put people through the police academy. And the police academy is about just over 5 months, and then about 20 weeks, 4 months for the FTO program. So you're looking at about 12 months.
That's the field training officer where they have to ride with somebody and make sure that they are suited for police work.
Yeah, so that's about a 20-week program. It depends on the person, but some have gone as long as 24 weeks. So, good program, and then they're out on their own. So it takes a while to get to that staffing. And,
sure.
We hired a lot of people under Chief Shuler and a lot of new police officers. And so coming in as the new chief with that full staff, it enabled us to get out and do a lot of proactive police work and get back to solving some of the neighborhood problems and the problems in the downtown corridor. We had the bike team, neighborhood police unit, the park rangers, all these specialty units that were able to go out and really tackle the quality of life issues that we were hearing from the community that the community wanted us to address. And I think that, working with our nonprofit agencies in town and coming up with solutions for long-term issues, I think that we were successful with that. And I think that the community has seen that. I think that in going around and talking to different community groups, they say I've seen a difference. It was pretty cool last week. Maybe 2 weeks ago, one of the fly fishermen flagged me down, and he had a drift boat behind him, and he said, "Hey, Chief, I just want you to know that the river is beautiful, and our out-of-town clients don't see the things that they were seeing along the shore and the camps, and it really looks good." He just said, just please tell your staff thank you, because I know that the police department is working really hard out there.
That was such a huge thing. Guides got so quick of being able to swing that boat in the opposite direction because of things happening on the bank.
Yeah, but just,
I mean, everything, plus the trash and all that kind of stuff.
But when you hear, comments like that, that's pretty neat to hear people are seeing a difference, and so that's good. And so we just need to keep that momentum going. If you're a police officer out on the street and dealing with the same people every day, it is like Groundhog Day. We joke that it's like herding cats sometimes, where we're just moving people from one camp to the next and dealing with the same people and arresting the same people that keep getting released. So we just need to keep our staff motivated.
That's got to be difficult but your statement that one time is, hey, we all live here.
Absolutely. And, I think it's important for our community when you see a police officer to thank them for what they're doing. And our community is great with that. letting our officers know that they that they're appreciated.
They're waving with all their fingers.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. So that's a good thing, and so it keeps our officers motivated.
Well, you got some great officers out there. I mean, you know, every time I've run into them, you know, things happen and they just stop by.
Yeah.
Not necessarily happening here, but your bike patrols and just your, you know, you're just, your regular line officers.
Yeah. There. We're in the business of customer service. We preach customer service.
Yeah.
And that officer, that might be the only time somebody talks to that police officer. And that interaction is going to, they're either going to like the police and the Reading Police Department, or you're going to leave a sour taste in their mouth. And I think that we have been doing a very good job with our customer service and taking the time to, you know, to talk to our citizens and treat people right. So body cams have been a tremendous help for us because we do get complaints from people that, you know, our officers were unprofessional or, you know, that they were being mean to people and
overbearing and all this. Yeah.
And so we've been able to go back and look at those body cams and shown that that's not true, because you get a narrative in social media and, you know, with the Reading Police Department or whatever, police officers in general. And so we've been able to go back and turn that narrative and show that our police officers are professional. They provide good customer service and that, that complaint was not true. And so that's helped. And I think it's that the community has more confidence in our police officers by being able to squash some of those rumors that are out there by just going back and looking at that body cam and providing it to the community so that they can see that our officers are doing the right thing.
Okay. I'm here with Reading Police Chief Brian Barner, and we're talking about things that happened last year and the high points. And I think the body cameras were. There's always that trepidation, I think, when you bring anything new in. But all your new officers, they're trained in it. And so it does. I think it brings more trust. And which is really the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Down to it. Do you trust your police? Yeah, I think that y'all have, you know, y'all have cornered the market on that up here.
Yeah, it's
nobody's
good to hear.
Perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah, and it's good to hear that the sheriff's office is moving that direction.
Yeah,
just had lunch with Chief Collins down in Anderson, and they're trying to find some funding sources to go to body cams. So they've seen the success of our program.
Sure.
And you know, it's good to see them following suit.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy started her business back in 1993. She's been helping families, seniors, business owners, veterans ever since. It's all your insurance and financial needs under one roof, two separate divisions. With everything that's going on with the new administration and the fires down in Southern California, well, the fires we always have around here, and the insurance problems people have, if you're looking for a second opinion, a free review and evaluation of your, not only your insurance programs, but what about your financial programs? Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. Like I said, this is a free review and evaluation of the things you have going on there. It may be is that everything is just okay. No, it looks like you're doing, you know, everything's fine. Or it could be, I can help you get a better plan. And a less expensive plan, especially when it comes to insurance. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right there next to Members First Credit Union. And they're very helpful. We do business with Judy, and we're real happy. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Gold Leaf Nursery's annual groundhog sale through the 8th. Gold Leaf Nursery will be open 8 days straight for this sale. Mark this one on the calendar because there's only 8 days for this sale. Rain or shine, shadow or no shadow, the Groundhog Day sale will go on. And what a sale it's going to be. 30% off all container stock from 1 gallon to 24-inch box-sized shrubs, tree, ground covers, huge supply of blue spruce assorted sizes, azaleas, camellias, ground covers, tulip flowering magnolias in bud. Smaller sizes, sale price starting at $12.99. Blueberry shrubs, several varieties ready to plant. Roses, hybrid tea, climbers, shrubs, and tree roses. All fountains and statuary and pottery, 20% off. Don't miss this groundhog sale. 30% off 1 gallon to 24-inch box shrubs and trees. If you want an extra day to shop, ask for a rain check. This is how to get there. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Since 1938, Jack's Grill has served hungry appetites fabulous steaks. Four tender filet mignon, juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe you prefer deep fried prawns or southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday.
A Reading landmark for over 80 years in their historical location on California Street in downtown Reading.
Support real journalism. Mountaintop Media is getting the truth out in Shasta County. Come join us for a fantastic fundraising dinner and live auction Saturday, February 15th at the Anderson VFW. Tickets are just $40 or a table of eight for $300. Tickets are available at Jones Fort, Northern Roots, or you can call 530-638-4150. 530-638-4150. 4150. Mountaintop Media, getting the truth out.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is congratulating our winner of our Valentine's Day grand prize drawing, Bill McDonald. His prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to go towards a Valentine's Day dinner at Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading, plus a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Reading Florist for birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, like Valentine's Day, or just because you want to go golf. You can reach them online at readingflorist@charter.net. He also received 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles, courtesy of Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. And 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Congratulations to Bill McDonald from your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. And we are here with Reading Police Chief Brian Barner. And you had, you know, I love statistics only because you can make almost anything you want out of them. But, you know, some of them are just like in black and white. And I think you've got some, what, year-end statistics?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I do. Yeah, okay. On the Carl Bott Show, you never know what direction Carl's going to go. So we got into the end of the year, so I was doing my homework during the break to get you some numbers.
Hey, I don't know where this is going half the time. So, okay, so lay it on us.
Yeah, it's a busy year, as I was saying, with the full staff. Set the record, 109,000 calls for service that we took. That's 300 a day. So that's quite a bit.
Let's just
drink that in. 109,300 a day, ranging from I can't get in my car to gunshots.
Oh, yeah, everything. Everything in there. And then, you know, obviously we break it down from there.
Sure.
All of our stats, we did a year-end for 2024 on our social media. So if you want to go look at that, you can go look at that. Look okay. at our website. Our website has a lot of statistical data for all of our major crimes, property crimes. Kristen Gurley, our analyst, she does a great job with getting all our numbers up and getting those to the media when they're making requests for, you know, for stuff that's going on for the public. Just over 11,000 arrests, so averaging about 100 a month. Or I'm sorry, 1,000 a month. 1,000 arrests a month.
1,000 a month.
Which is, yeah, just crazy. Five individuals were responsible for 192 of those arrests. 192, five people.
192 calls for service.
Arrest.
Arrest. 192 arrest by five people.
And those five, I'm sure, 400 to 500 calls for service. They don't go to jail every time, but that's trips to in the car going to jail. And that's why you hear a police chief in the city of Reading beating the drum for a jail that will hold those five people, and that's 192 less trips for officers to go to the jail. Think about the hospitals, the court system, the DA's office, how much workload those five individuals are causing our community and how much money it's costing the taxpayers.
Well, let's just look at January. Total calls, 8,875. Arrest. This is January. 915 arrest. DUI arrest. 47. Are those things mean that's up or down?
Yeah, so DUI arrests. Again, all Carl's looking at our social media
now. This is on Facebook, Reading Police Department. It's got it all there. You need to take a look at this.
Yeah, DUI arrests up 7%. So we did get a grant for a dedicated DUI officer that we got back. Officer Key is out there, and he is...
I am totally serious about this DUI thing. I just had a friend just get injured badly.
Yeah.
And this was her fifth... arrest?
Crazy.
Well, I went to the DA. What the hell?
Crazy.
And you know, this one is still working its way through. It destroyed his truck, broke his sternum in the hospital, and she DUI on a suspended sentence, or not on a suspended license. And this has been going on for years.
Yeah.
And you guys pick them up, and then, or they end up in a wreck, and then she should have been in jail.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Anyway, in my
absolutely.
Opinion. Absolutely. In my opinion.
I agree with you.
So,
the good number that I see is our proactive enforcement. So that's our officers going out and proactively stopping cars, talking to people. They're doing police work. What we all get into as police officers, we like going out and doing that proactive policing.
Well, your DUI arrest went up, but your collisions went way down.
Absolutely.
And when you're out there arresting them, people are thinking, maybe I better get an Uber.
Yeah. But the proactive enforcement up 34%. It's huge. That's great to hear that. Like we talked about making sure our officers are keeping them motivated.
Yes.
If our proactive enforcement is up 34%, we're doing a good job with that. They're wanting to get out there and not just go sit in their car. They're going out there and doing police.
You've got to be, yeah. The thing is, there's reactive and proactive. When you're reactive in a combat zone, you're losing.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to stop it before it starts, or eliminate that threat before it becomes a bigger threat. And that's what you're doing out there with proactive policing.
Yeah, and you have to stay on top of it. You have to put in for the grants. So we have our staff that's out there looking for grants. The DUI officer has been, I think that Officer Key, I think he will, my bet is that he leads the state in DUI arrests. He's on track for that.
Wow.
I went down to the MAD Awards for California last year, and it was an officer from Santa Rosa. I think that Officer Key has a chance, and not really the record you want to set.
No, you don't. But
again, he's motivated and he's out there and he's making a difference. He's saving lives by taking people off the street that are driving drunk.
Okay. Hey, Jimmy, good morning. Do you have a question for the chief?
No, I just wanted to make a comment. I heard him talking about these recidivism rates, 190 arrests from five people.
Yep.
Is that correct?
192 in 1 year.
In 1 year, okay. By five people.
That's why a chief gets gray hair.
Well, I'd like to cue the sarcasm here, and just I'd like to say, man, I'm so glad we built that multi-million-dollar courtroom to, you know, go over all these administrative cases.
No. Yeah, and I will give I'll give the courts a little bit of leeway. The laws in the state of California are what are tying the hands of these are misdemeanor crimes. So, you know, the quality of life crimes that we're seeing out there every day when we drive around. And unfortunately, the state of California has decriminalized these. And so there's no repercussions for these people. And they're not held in the jail because of the jail space. The jail is full. I just met with Sheriff Johnson about his plan for the newest jail facility, which I think is a great plan. But you have to have, they have to be able to hold people. And the jail does not have one misdemeanor person in there. Everybody's in there for violent felonies. And when one comes in, they have to look at who they're going to release to hold that person. And
right.
And
okay, I kind of came into the middle of your, is this the police chief of Redding?
Oh, yeah, this is Redding Police Chief Brian Barner.
Yeah, okay, I never liked the fact that we spent all this money on a courthouse and there's no jail space. And I understand what you're saying about all the laws that have, you know, California has inflicted on us. But it's just, it's so frustrating for us, you know, 9-to-5 or taxpayers to go through this. It's just, and I can only imagine it's even worse for the police officers out there.
Correct. And you know, just so the city of Redding has the police department and our police officers that are out there with about 185-ish for total staff and 122 sworn positions right now. So we police the city of Redding. The sheriff's office in the county is responsible for the jail and then also for the district attorney's office for prosecuting the crimes that we arrest people for. And then the state of California is responsible for the courthouse and making sure that, you know, everybody gets their fair trials.
This didn't come out of, well, it came out of taxpayers' money, but the courthouse was a state thing. I'd much rather them have invested in a new jail than a courthouse.
That's kind of one of my points.
And we did have the opportunity for a jail. We had a grant, and there was no money at the county level. The decision was made to staff that jail, but we would have a new jail right now.
By now it would have been built, and
that was probably
about 8 years ago. And we don't have enough money to staff it. Well, yes, we would. We'd find a way to make it staffed. And anyway, hey Jimmy, good call. I got to take a break.
All right, bud.
All right, take care, bud. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. They've been in the business since 1960. They've been in the same spot since 1967. And I like it when a business is in the same spot that I don't have to think or try to find them. Anyway, I've been getting my hair cut since I moved there. Since I moved to Redding, I've been getting a cut at Cypress Square Barbershop. Never had a bad haircut. Great people down there. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's just a great barbershop. It's not a hair salon. I make a call to 530-244-9478, and I make an appointment. So I can just roll in here and get my hair cut and roll out. Great people, great haircuts. Can't say enough about them. You can give them a call at 530-244-9478. And it's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. And we'll be right back with Redding Police Chief Brian Barner. Hi.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic No. 2.
This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Redding. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Cascade Curations in downtown Redding is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Redding's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
There we go.
Honey, how happy are folks who save hump?
Okay.
Well, you know, I have to say this much is that, I just stepped in for a minute, but I will say that, you know, now that we don't have to really watch our P's and Q's as much as we did, that, you know, I'm just always the one that, a person that says, did you grow up with that?
Yes.
You just sense of humor. It's funny.
It's a weird
sense. It's just funny. I mean, have you ever watched Dodgeball? Any Adam Sandler movie is stupid funny, and we need more of that. So that's what that kind of reminds me of, you know, something from an SNL skit or something. Yeah, it's just great. So I'm happy to be here today, and I just want to say if you're stepping out this morning, it's the most exquisite day. And, you know, after what we've been – well, not that we're lucky that we've been through.
It's not over yet. We're going to get snow and everything else.
Well, but right now, in this moment, as you walk outside, it's not slushy. It's beautiful, and it's clear, and we have the most beautiful skies in the North State, so we're blessed. And I wanted to come in specifically this morning because I'm en route to across town with a sponsor of ours, something that they need to do. But anyway, Brian is here, and so I was like, Skid marks. Sorry, skid marks outside of the driveway to get here on time. How are you?
I was hoping
really
you were talking
good.
That's why I was hoping you were talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
The tire
I had,
skid marks.
I realized as it came out of my mouth that I just all of a sudden I went.
Okay, what'd you do with the weather? You just had it in your hands.
I cannot find it. All right.
Okay. Anyway, we are here with Radio Police Chief Brian Barner. Then he comes in like a tornado.
I love it.
Yeah, it's just and everything just, you know, my world
as
moves.
They would say, get her done.
Chief. One of the things that we know we're facing in the city of Reading is this $5 million deficit. We're short. We lost seven officers, not because they quit, but, you know, natural attrition, retirements, and all that. And what impact does that have?
Yeah, so it's actually, we've gone from seven to nine, so we have nine open positions.
Oh, nine open positions now.
Yeah, okay. we're forecasting to probably go to 11. Plus three CSOs, so three community service officers to try to bridge that gap.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were talking about full staffing and, you know, earlier in the show and all the proactivity and the specialized units that we have out there. And, you know, as we go through the budget woes, which being here for 28 years, you know, this is what we do. And I've gone through it, went through the 2008 really bad time.
Oh, yeah,
and
that debacle.
Yeah, and you know, our primary job as the police department in the city of Reading is to answer 911 calls. And so patrol is the backbone of the police department. Right now, with we have all the extra units that are out there, the neighborhood police unit, the bike team, the park rangers, keeping our parks and open spaces clean, community work program, 750,000 pounds of trash that they cleaned up last year, graffiti removal. Those are all nice to haves that
you know, just arrested a graffiti guy.
Absolutely.
That was pegging everything.
Yep. And so that is the 122 sworn allows you to have that. When you are down nine officers and potentially 11, that's a lot of police officers that are out there that can't go out there and work in those specialized units doing that proactive enforcement. You know, we look at the Citizen Academy that we're running. It's been super successful. The community really likes it. But we have to make some difficult decisions. What are we going to be able to continue to do with the budget? And unfortunately, the general fund is the majority of that is the police department and the fire department.
Yeah, it's first
public
responders.
Safety.
Yeah.
Public safety. So of the general fund, the discretionary, I guess I should say. There's a lot that's tied into gas tax and has to go to the roads and different stuff like that. But out of the $85 million, about 80% of that goes to police and fire. So when you have a $5 million deficit, it really affects police and fire. And so I believe fire's holding 12 positions, and we're going to be at 11, unfortunately.
Well, we go back to proactive versus reactive. When you're in a reactive environment, you're not winning. You're holding what you have. But with proactive, like we said, number of DUI crashes went down because you had, you know, you've got those, you know, you're doing more DUI work. You know, taking people off the street, and you're taking off thousands of people, and as we just talked about, and it's, as Jimmy mentioned, five guys, 197 arrest during the year.
Yeah.
And now you've got Prop 36 that you jumped all over that one, too.
Absolutely.
With, you know, stopping shoplifting and arresting people. I saw somebody got it for stealing a jersey. And out of one of these stores, and I was thinking, great, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. It wasn't $1,000 worth of stuff. You just got them for they were stealing stuff.
Absolutely. And if you look at, you know, like the day after Prop 36, we did a sweep and we went out and we hit the east side of town that was having so many problems, and it was great to see one of the people that we arrested got 32 months in prison. That's what we need. We need repercussions for these quality of life crimes where people either stop committing crimes and become good citizens in our community, or they go somewhere else. And if they want to live a life of crime, the city of Reading is not for you. You need to leave. Yeah. Otherwise you're going to go to jail.
Go down to San Francisco. They welcome you there.
Anywhere but here.
Anywhere but here. Yeah.
We've become NIMBYs about crime. Not in my backyard, buddy.
Yes. We will always with budgets. Like I said, I've gone through this several times, and we will continue to provide the best service that we can for our community. It's just as a police chief and looking at what we did this last year with full staff, we're making some strides.
Yeah.
It does. And you look at our fleet and patrol cars and all of that equipment, all the equipment that our officers have, the body cams. We have to look at, what are we going to cut?
Yeah.
Where do we shave things?
Yeah.
And those are the difficult meetings that we have with the captains.
It's like in the military, you're never at full strength until you deploy. And then, you literally pull Marines from all of the Marine Corps to get you up to strength.
Yep.
And same thing with our police and fire. You have full complement. And then now, how do I do it with 11 less and then keep people safe? So where do we shave? And you're in I do not envy your position right now.
Yeah, we've already started. We're holding one detective position. So that's one detective that is out of our 14. So we're down to 13. We're holding one traffic officer. So that's one less motor out on the street. Patrol is down seven positions. So that's almost an entire shift that we're short. In the CRT team, we had to move two of the four back into patrol. And as we move forward, we're looking at where are we going to adjust staffing? What unit can we push into patrol? Because patrol is the primary. We have to respond to our 911 calls.
Got to have presence.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, we're here with Reading Police Chief Brian Barner. We're talking about this $5 million deficit and the impact it's already had on the police department. And we haven't talked. We'll bring in the fire chief, too. And let him talk about it.
Absolutely.
But less people on patrol, the CERT team, which has been such a huge success. I'm going to cut some people out of that. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Why do you keep turning me off? I mean, this is, what, is it, did I, am I offending you?
No, sir, I think we have some troubles with the board.
I think it's static electricity. No, and that's what happens. We get static electricity when you put your hand over something, it turns it off. No, it happens probably once or twice a year. So
I know, it's happening all the day today. I have my hands separately, and then it just goes off.
Well, it goes to your feet and your hair. Shave your head and see if it works.
Okay, I will do it for next shift. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. hey, I'm here with Reading Police Chief Brian Barner, who has to put up with this. And we've talked about the statistics and the amount of people, that the calls. And can you just kind of give us real quick again just an update?
Yeah, so just to wrap up for 2024, 109,000 calls for service, just over 11,000 arrests. So those are actual physical arrests.
Mm-hmm.
404 DUIs. Shout out to our records department, 22,000 reports that they process out of our records department.
300 arrests a day.
300 calls for service a day.
300 calls for service a day, but it's... But it's how many? I can't figure it out. It's too many.
It's a thousand a month.
Thousand a month arrest.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. And then
That's a lot.
And a lot of really good events out in the community. You know, everybody knows about our Blue Santa program.
Yeah.
The new programs we brought on with the Citizen Academy. We're opening up applications next week, so I'll give my plug for that. If you're interested in coming 9 weeks with the Reading Police Department, learning about all the aspects that we have, this will be our third class, super successful, really has, beyond our expectations.
No, everybody I have talked to has just said it was a great class. And when does it start?
I believe it is March 20th is the start. I know, Reading Rodeo, Cool April Nights, it's tough. I think it's Wednesday nights.
Wednesday night?
Yeah, they changed it to a Wednesday for some people. Citizen Bike Patrol down the river trail, so our bike team that we have out there put that together. That's been really successful. They have the citizens out there doing that. Shasta Youth Leadership Camp, Tip a Cop, Coffee with a Cop, downtown bike team again is running that. Mm-hmm. Really has been successful. Special Olympics run that we do every year. So it's good to see our officers out and in the community that we serve and we live in. And I think that it's connection with our people.
Because in so many other communities, especially when you get to the highway patrol, but when you get into bigger areas, they don't live in the community. They've got a long, you know, they commute for 3 or 4 hours to get to the job.
Yeah, and all and exciting news, the Colt 45s had reached out. They did a fundraiser. So we just picked out our new police canine. Colt will be his name. Weird that he came all the way from the Czech Republic with the name of Colt. But
Colt.
So... Appreciate everybody that donated at the Colt 45 games for our police canine. So that'll be our sixth dog coming back on.
Does the handler have to speak Czech?
Yeah, no, a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a couple. Just couple, a couple words. A
couple of special words. A
couple words, yeah.
Yeah, if you hear go in Czech, you might want to start running. or just stop.
Google that. Google that word.
Google that word. Do you think that the Trump administration is going to turn more money loose for law enforcement?
He's very pro police.
Really
he's
is.
Pro law enforcement. So I would expect give that administration some time. I know that in the past that it's been good for law enforcement. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. Again, we talked about budget, getting that COPS grant up, and hopefully getting some grant funded police officers here would help.
The good things about the grant is it gives us the officers. The bad thing about a grant is it ends after so many, well, maybe a year or months or
it depends.
Some years will go beyond.
Some are 1 year. DUI grant is every year, so we just put in for that again, which, you know, hopefully we'll be successful with that. I think we will with how well we've done. The officer Key, who's in there, you know, he made that grant easy to write again, and to justify that position. We have some that are 3 year grants. So we have the tobacco grant that's out there right now for going out and doing tobacco enforcement. So it just depends. Most of them are from one to some go to five. Some of our school resource officers have signed on for 5 years.
Mike Freeman just said they brought on a security person for the whole school district that's going to look at the threat, hardening the schools and all that.
Yeah, that's a constant, you know, conversation that we're always looking at. Our SRO program, School Resource Officer, another really successful program. We have 6 in the schools now. Shasta Union High School District actually came and we have an officer out at Foothill. So we looked at over 60% of their students are City of Reading kids.
Yeah.
So it justified putting a Reading police officer out there. But 6 School Resource Officers, Shasta College, all 3 high schools, and then, both elementaries, Enterprise Elementary and Reading Elementary, both have a school resource officer.
That's
and it's
correct.
Just having that, you know, that connection with all of the administrators and the teachers. They know who their officer is. The kids know who the officer is. So it just, again, it's,
are they
it's
in uniform?
Building relationship. Absolutely.
Okay, yes. They're in uniform for that. And you know what? In an ideal world, you'd love to see one at every school.
Absolutely.
In an ideal world. So we mentioned it during the break. The U.S. Army just shattered its previous recruiting efforts, with December being the most productive December in 15 years. A shift, you know? Is it what was, you know, Trump coming in? Was that a shift? And is that going to be a shift for people wanting to be in law enforcement?
Yeah, so as you know, the military is definitely a feeder into law enforcement. People that go into the military want to serve their country, and then they get out and they want to serve their community. So we have a lot of military veterans at the Reading Police Department. We love our veterans. We love to hire them. They make great police officers for us. We've been very successful with them. So, yeah, that's good news for us, because in 4 years, that's a good channel to come in and backfill for some of our positions.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Reading City Council is going to do.
There's some really tough decisions that are coming out. And
there are.
You know, I encourage the community, let your city council know what are your priorities, what do you want, and because there's going to be some hard decisions on what the priorities are for us moving forward.
Well, I can tell you, after sitting here for 15 years, there isn't one person that's ever run for office, not one, that didn't say that law and order and, you know, the public safety wasn't their top objective.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so public safety is if people will bypass and not stay at hotels and motels if their cars get broke into, and you know, there's the quality of life issues are bad here. You have to have public safety. Look at the downtown corridor since we put the 4 downtown bike team officers down.
It's
and
great.
Just the difference.
Well, along the river, just like you said.
Having the fly fishermen notice that there's not camps up and down the river trail, and having the citizen bike patrol out there, people feel safer. And we live in a very safe community. Violent crime is very low in our community. And so we're very lucky for that, but that is because we have a very good police department.
It's not all luck. I was going to say there's, you know, when somebody's thinking about something, there's a patrol car going by, they rethink it.
Yep. And we've talked about, we have a culture and a reputation in the Reading Police Department. If you commit violent crime here, we will come and find you. We just were up in Oregon again, picking up a stabbing suspect that up in Bend, Oregon. He stabbed somebody here in Reading, and our detectives and our neighborhood police unit tracked him down and worked with the authorities up there, and they had a SWAT call out, and we brought him back and booked him in the jail here. All of our homicide suspects that we've had in the last year that fled and went to other jurisdictions, we have the culture at our, especially in our detective division, if you commit violent crime here, we are going to come find you.
Well, that's the type of culture I'd love to hear.
Oh, I love it. But there's a lot of police departments that aren't like that. So we're very lucky to have that here as a community.
Okay. Captain Brian Barner is a very approachable man. And he even volunteers his spare time to raise money for different events, as he did in the Crab Feed. And he's going to do the same thing for the Chicks and Chaps group. And you can go out on a day of fishing, of bass fishing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But that's part of being in the community, and you've been a member of this community for a long time.
Yep. So, love the city of Reading, love our community. We have a beautiful place here, and we need to keep it that way.
Yes, we do. Chief, please pass on to everybody how much they're appreciated.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it. Appreciate you.
Hey, tomorrow Doug Jenke joins me, and have a great day, and God bless America.
I'll keep this world from dragging. Casey.